Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tune in or turn out Wednesday, May 26th from 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Greenville Drive-In to WGXC's 10th anniversary drive-in event with performances from Brian DeWan from Catskill, Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields, legendary radio artist Anna Friz, Lunar Moss, Jess Spear, Jeff Economy and Alana Medlek, Jen Cutler and Quentin Anna Wixwo, Mayuko Fujino, DJ Var, and Dan Seward from the Battlefield Earth.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
Amen, amen. I'll say it again. Amen. Francisca Botticelli, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with you again with my friend, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, our audio engineer. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It is a good morning, and it's good to see you in Zoom land. Praise God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. How y'all doing out there, my beloved? I tell you what, this is Pentecost Sunday. If you need some power, you sure better ask for it. Hallelujah. Our program and music and ministry today is, of course, in honor and recognition, celebration of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. I was sharing in our ministry this morning, hallelujah, that there are two spiritual forces out there, two spiritual realms out there. There's the Spirit of God and there's the evil spirit. What spirit controlling you today? What spirit are you giving your mind and your heart over to today? I know. If you're like me, you're going to say the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, also known as the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. But we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in the music today, and we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in our spiritual social commentary, too. So, you know, we do this for you, for me, too. God blesses me so I can bless you, all right? And so, yes, that was Miss Francisca Botticelli with Holy Spirit. Reverend Dr. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, he's got a tune out there, been a standard for a while. Holy, holy, holy. Yes, he brings that anthem to a new height. The Holy Ghost, going way back, 1980s, Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Community Choir. And then in the new generation, Miss Leandria Johnson with Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting excited. Agnes Day, this group with this amazing orchestral accompaniment. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. And then Mr. William McDowell with featuring Trinity Anderson with Spirit Break Out. Yes, beloved, you won't see the wind or the rain. This preaching powerhouse and music maestro, Jekyll and Carr, got a message for us too. This is what we do, music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. After you hear those few, I'll be back with you with my spiritual social commentary. So you don't go nowhere. This is where we are with you in mind here at WGXC and me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Here we go. Holy, holy, holy.
worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
beloved, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. That is the life of daddy.
Face down on the floor. So don't let nobody tell you that it ain't true. When you feel the sweet presence rushing over you, I call it
that dance called the Holy Ghost.
Oh yeah,
that dance called the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
That dance called the Holy Ghost.
you're seeing light where it used to be dark. So don't let nobody tell you that it ain't true. When you feel your sweet presence rushing over you, another time. And then the wind came and it filled that house where they were sitting.
Holy.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And there is a bright side somewhere right here on WGXC with me.
dry place right now, and it seems you can't come out. For I have come to make a way, and I've come to heal your pain. Without a cause, for I have come to make a way. I've come to heal your pain, but you.
Too. If you've been touched by the power of God, the power of the Spirit of God, you know he can make a way where there seems to be no way. I am so happy today to think about the opportunity given to me to help somebody with music, with a message about the Holy Spirit. You heard the witnesses all these songstresses and all these music maestros sharing their experience of the Holy Ghost. Well, beloved, I want to talk for a few minutes also in my spiritual social commentary today about the Holy Spirit of God. You were reading one of the devotionals this morning, as I did, the Daily Bread devotional. There's an article written by a gentleman, Tim Gustafson, and he titled it Sight Unseen. And he gave a few quotes, a couple of quotes in there, and I want to share a couple with you. One is by C.S. Lewis. He is the writer of Chronicles of Narnia and some other books that are family favorites and children favorites. He said, those who do not find God on earth are unlikely to find him in space. What has that got to do with the Holy Ghost? I'm glad you asked. Amen. You know, because sometimes, you know, we have this habit, I guess. I was looking for a different word, that if we can't see it, we don't believe it, you know. And but Oswald Chambers had this to say, seeing is never believing. Okay, seeing is never believing. Believing takes faith. Amen. If you see it, you don't need faith for it. It's right there in front of you. But what we do not see. See, the Wright brothers, they had faith that we could fly, even though men spent all those millenniums, all those centuries. Amen. On the ground, you know, walking and using horse and buggy and whatever other mode of transportation, but we were on the ground. And then, but they could see us flying, and they weren't the only ones. I'm sure there are other people that thought they could fly. Today, people take certain drugs and they think they can fly, but that's not what we're talking about right now, okay? Oswald Chambers saying, we interpret what we see in the light of what we believe, in the light of what we believe. And so often it was that the Son of God that came into the world to save the world from the power of sin and Satan told us that we have to have faith, that it is our faith, amen, it is our ability to believe even though we don't see. The Word of God tells us that after the disciples saw Jesus bodily ascend into heaven, after having seen Jesus bodily crucified on a cross 40 days before, they saw him ascend into heaven. But before he left, he told them, wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard from me. Truly, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. And that, hallelujah, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Who was this Holy Ghost? What was Jesus talking about? They didn't really understand, but they listened. And what did they do? He told them to go and to hang out in the upper room and wait for the promise of the Father. You know, beloved, amen. 10 days after that, on the day of Pentecost, I wish I had time to break it down even the more, how God just synchronized things, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ that coincided with the celebration, hallelujah, of the Jewish calendar in the holy days, hallelujah. And then the day of Pentecost, another Jewish tradition and celebration. But he coincided this revival and arrival of the Holy Spirit for that day. It tells us in Acts chapter 2 that on the day of Pentecost, that they, the disciples, were in one place on one accord. And all of a sudden they heard this sound. And I'm telling you, after they heard the sound, the power of the Holy Spirit came down and turned this whole world around. Oh, my Jesus, hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit, the significance of the power of the Holy Spirit Jesus told them was going to be that the Holy Spirit would give them power, that they would be able to be his witnesses, that the Holy Spirit was going to be given to be a helper. Oh, that the Holy Spirit, Jesus told them in John 16 and 13, that when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Beloved, you don't have to go to tarot cards. You don't have to go to palm readers and mystics and psychics and soothsayers. As a matter of fact, God, through his holy scriptures, tell us to stay away from such things. You can just go to God, get the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord will show you things to come. Hallelujah. Things to come pertaining to you, pertaining even to your community, the things that are going to come into the world in these days in which we are living. Yes, God will show you those things. He'll get us prepared and ready. If not able to do anything physically, he'll prepare us emotionally and mentally for things to come. Oh, my beloved, I do believe, and I thank God for the doctors, the psychologists, the therapists, all of that. Yeah, there's space and room for all of that, beloved, but there's also a lack of knowledge of the power of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit comes and so dramatically can change a life. I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes in and changes. He changed those cowering, scared disciples who didn't know if they were going to be the next to be hauled off and crucified. They were scared, beloved, but they stayed in that room praying unto God and waiting for the promise of the Father. And when the Holy Spirit came, and gave them the power. And he is in the world ever since, giving power to those who believe. Beloved, you can be a believer and not have the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? In Acts chapter 19 and verse 2, we find the apostle asking some believers, did you receive the Holy Spirit since you believe? And they said, we have not even heard that there was a Holy Spirit. I know I grew up in a certain denomination. I hadn't heard about the Holy Spirit. Maybe you grew up in a denomination that doesn't teach or tell you about the Holy Spirit. Beloved, but you need to know and know that you know. I'm thanking God for the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit comes, beloved, into the life and into our world. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit can give us the help we need. The Holy Spirit can disrupt armies, beloved. Oh, I remember the story. I think it was in World War I, and it was Christmas time, and the soldiers started singing on the one side, and the soldiers started singing on the other side, and they put down their weapons, beloved. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will stop storms. We had park outreaches a couple of years. They had storms predicted. We would not cancel, and the Lord held back the storms, beloved. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit can heal diseases. The Holy Spirit, oh, God, can give you understanding about things you don't even know. You don't know. He gives you wisdom. God, the Holy Spirit will open doors that seemed closed. My God, my God. Somebody asked me the other day, I got to wrap this thing up, but this is so good to me. Somebody asked me the other day, she said, you know, how do you keep your beauty? How do you keep your beauty? Amen. And I told her, I let it go. I let it go. I don't hold on to things. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, can close doors that no man can open and open doors that no man can close. I ain't got to hold on to grudges. I don't have to hold on to past hurts. Amen. That stuff will age you. That stuff will make you lose your mind. That stuff will take you off track for where God wants you to be and where God wants you to go. Beloved, the Holy Ghost power. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of God. Comes into our lives and makes a dramatic change. Listen, I'm not what I want to be. I know God got more for me, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah. And if you knew me like I know me and knew me then, you'd love me now. Beloved, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, has done it and will do it and is doing it and doing it for you too. So we celebrate, we recognize the power of the Spirit of God, hallelujah, still in the world today. Yes, the Holy Spirit is. We'd have more hell on our hands if there were less people in working and walking in the Holy Ghost. Beloved, that's my story. I'm sticking to it on this Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah to Jesus, the Savior of my soul and yours. And we got more music with a message, hallelujah, for the heart, the mind, and the soul coming up and momentarily. Hallelujah. I tell you, beloved, this Holy Ghost, hallelujah, he's got a hold on me. And you heard them singing about it? Oh, yes, you did. You heard Miss Pastor Donnie McKirkland singing Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which are and is to come. Yes, you did. You heard Miss Jacqueline Carr singing, you won't see the wind, you won't see the rain, you won't see him coming, but you'll know he's there. You heard Milton Brunson saying, he's better than Scotch tape. You don't know, you can't see him, but you know he's there. Oh, yes, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we got some more music for you, and then I'll be back with a final word.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commanded dead to wake, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. We have His promises are true. In his strength there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the same power.
And if you need some power, you cry out to God. Say, God, give me your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit in my life. I wish you all a wonderful week. Next time I speak to you, we'll be in the middle of the weekend. So be safe and have a good weekend. This weekend today is the final performance of the Diada Diada Folklore Theater. So if you can, you know, check that out too. God bless you. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Till we speak again, stay well. Goodbye.